This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind on this Monday. Senator Kevin Cramer is with us today for the Talk Radio Town Hall.
At the Good Friday,
on Friday, landing on Friday, obviously, Good Friday does. We push the Talk Radio Town Hall for the week to Monday, so your chance to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer about anything and everything is welcome by calling us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590 or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com with your questions or comments. We are brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Now, I know we spent some time last hour talking about the challenges of winter in the Northern Plains. Can be a little bit challenging, and last week was a doozy and remains a tough sledding for our ranchers for sure. One way to get through winter, no matter what it brings, Hot Spring Spas. Best ownership experience there is. You're better above the water, below the water. A sauna. These are products that make your life better. These are wellness products. Everything gets better in a hot tub or a sauna. Simple as that. And this summer, although they're short here, why not have a splash pool right there in the backyard? They can
easy.
Do it for you. That's
easy.
Right. They are easy.
Oh, my gosh.
You can call today and say, I want that for, Memorial weekend. They'll have you going.
Set her up, swim today. Set up today, swim tomorrow.
Exactly right. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Right in front of Walmart on the expressway, South Bismarck, in front of Grand Cities Mall, Grand Forks, and just into West Fargo by Spitfire. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. The number 2, .com for all the window shopping you can do. Right there. Check it out. But they love it when you stop in and see them, so please do. Senator Kevin Cramer is here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Senator Cramer.
Hey, Scott. You just inspired me. You know, I drive by that hot springs in South Bismarck pretty often, and I often think, gee, you know, if I thought about it before I drove by, I'd probably make time actually to swing in there, because I'm always curious when I hear your ads. I'm always curious about it, because you might not be surprised by this, but you know, I live on a body of water, but it's frozen, you know, most of the time. And so I have this wonderful wife and wonderful son who think that, I think one of them thinks a sauna would be great. The other one thinks a hot tub would be great.
One of each.
One of each can
solve that problem.
Yeah,
exactly right. Think how little time you get at home and most of your time in a swamp known as Washington, D.C., that, you know, it would certainly, and you know what else? Abel's young. You actually have the hot tub or the sauna are a magnet for the kids, and you actually get real conversations with them. Is what I find.
Now, our kids
are gone, but when they come back, boom, it's in the hot tub, and you're like, wow, they're sitting still and they're talking to me. How about that? And they can't bring their phone in there.
Right,
I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's great family time. Yeah.
That sounds almost like a conspiracy, but that's a good one, Dad. Where to go?
Exactly
like
right.
It. Yeah, it's hard to talk to them with their Xbox headphones on.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Any kind of meaningful conversation is a little challenging there for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to welcome calls, questions, comments. What's on your mind? Senator Kevin Cramer here today for the full hour. I have a couple things I want to start with. One is Ukraine. We've not really talked about that for a while.
Right.
You're on the Armed Services Committee. You get these top secret briefings, which you can't exactly tell us about. But I remember early on you giving us some indication that there was a grave concern among the military apparatus of and the intelligence apparatus of the U.S. That this was going to be very short-lived, and it was going to be a bloodbath. And, you know, for some, it has been a bloodbath. Some of the things we're seeing are just awful. But it's really gone a lot better from Ukraine's perspective of holding off Russia than most of us, including military and intelligence assets, thought going in. Am I right?
No question about it. And I think, by the way, much better for Ukraine than Vladimir Putin was thinking it was going to go. And so you're exactly right. I mean, the death toll is enormous. But the death toll of Russian soldiers, according to the latest NATO estimates, is 15,000. Well, that's 15,000, you know, lives, obviously. That's 15,000 moms, dads, spouses, children, you know, lots of people back in Russia, you know, wondering whether this is all worth it, probably thinking it is not. So that's all having a toll. The problem, Scott, is, as we're noticing, is that Vladimir Putin has not taken an off-ramp, and he's darn sure I don't think going to take one that makes it appear that he's lost. So I still worry a lot. We all worry a lot about, you know, the continuation of this. Here's my biggest concern about it, my biggest question about it, and that is, what is the United States' official policy as it relates to Ukraine? And by that I mean, you know, last week, or I guess maybe it was a week before now, the week before Easter, in the Armed Services Committee, we've been having, for the last several weeks, really what are called posture reviews of each of the services. Well, the week before last was actually the overall review, and that was with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and, of course, Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. And as you might have noticed, I questioned both of them a little bit on their climate change priorities, particularly Secretary Austin, because he used the word climate change five times in his prepared statement that he provided to the committee. So, yeah, exactly. And here we are on the brink of, you know, what we all hope does not become World War III, but now Russia's starting to talk about it as such, because I think that's to indicate what they're prepared to do and willing to do to win this war. And it's more to scare people off, and we shouldn't scare so easily, frankly. If we haven't learned anything, we should learn that by now. But anyway, so there's that. But even setting the climate obsession aside for a minute of this administration, he still doesn't say that we're in this, you know, that the strategy or that the goal is to help Ukraine win. And I've worried about that for a long time. I've said it quite publicly, both locally and nationally, that when you watch the Biden administration's execution of things, and I'm not talking about the policies, because the policies that and the money that the Congress has provided, the leadership that the Congress bipartisan has provided is very strong and, you know, sending the right signals. But the administration's execution has been slow. And I don't want to oversimplify it. I know it's complicated. It's hard to get stingers, you know, into Ukraine or, you know, javelins or other weapons systems. Now they're, you know, bringing in more sophisticated systems. But it's been slow. And that has been the complaint you've heard a lot, of course, from President Zelensky, from the members of parliament. I've met with members of parliament from Ukraine, as you know, Scott, and their embassy. I talk to them a lot. Their constant concern is that things take too long to get to them, and that they need things like yesterday, not in a week or two or three, depending on our bureaucratic process. So I think we've learned a lot about not just Vladimir Putin and Russia's probably being less competent than we thought and that the world thought, but also that you know, we may not be as prepared as we need to be either for what you know, what could eventually happen. And let's say there's, you know, that we get engaged in some war someplace, or that you see a different part of the country like Taiwan being invaded by China, where we have a different, you know, policy. And so there's a lot to work through here, Scott, and then follow all that up with the fact that the president's recent budget, while it's a budget buster and has like 30-some tax increases in it and would make our income tax rate the highest again in the world, they ask for an increase in defense spending that is half of what inflation is. In other words, we're going backwards if we adhere to the Biden administration's budget. So there's a lot of things that surround this one issue, which is a major issue in Ukraine. And You didn't ask for all of that, but that's sort of what's on my heart these days as we look at the situation in Ukraine.
I did watch your questioning of the military leaders and your colleagues as well. I didn't ever hear an answer to the question, which I thought was very legitimate, to that is China, Russia, mm-hmm. and adversaries of mm-hmm. ours around the globe, how much time they're spending on climate action, or for that matter, you know, equity and inclusion and all the woke
yeah.
stuff they're trying to do. They don't seem to answer that.
No, they don't, because they're embarrassed by it, I'm sure. Now, I have to be honest. I don't. Mark Milley, as you know, first of all, didn't use climate change in his opening statement. When I asked him about it, he sort of referenced it in terms of how we have to be prepared to deal with it. It sort of like whatever happens to our infrastructure, those kinds of things, consequences or outcomes. He didn't have the same policy positions, certainly or priorities that Lloyd Austin did. But I'm not sure some of that's not just being forced on them by a radical president and his agenda in the White House.
More with Senator Kevin Cramer in a moment. Your questions or comments, welcome. 258-0550 after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. 2, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watching cigarettes burn out. All the neon gets turned out. Oh, so I'm bothering you, it hurts out. A thousand cigarettes can burn out.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. Mike Lindell has been canceled by the big box stores. He's been canceled by the shopping channels. And guess what? We, the people, are making up the difference. And it is a sight to see. It's pretty awesome. The savings get passed on to you, too, because it's a direct deal. Rather than having QVC skim off or big box stores came off, we get the savings, so it's awesome. 60% off now the MyPillow slippers and the Giza Dream Sheets, towels, and a whole host of other products. It's 60 and 50% off right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, click on that. You'll find all our specials, sleepwear, mattress toppers, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Texter wants to know if Kurt Groshans is any closer to being home. He is, for folks that have not been following this, the North Dakota farmer that was detained in Ukraine at an unfortunate time, given obviously what was happening with Russia's war on Ukraine. I know there was talk of prisoners being let out of jails to help fight the war. What is the latest with our North Dakota farmer?
Well, this is going to really frustrate you, Scott, but I can't give any more information on the latest on our North Dakota farmer just because it's highly sensitive. I think the answer to the original question, though, maybe that's the best way to put it, is I think Kurt's closer to getting home. Let's just put it that way. I believe that from everything I do know and the way things are going, I think he's closer to getting home. But Kurt's doing very well. I can tell you that personally. We check in on him a lot, of course. And I'm going to leave it at that for now.
Yeah, well, we'll take that as good news because if it's a sensitive time, it means there's progress being made. And I think most people are just concerned for his safety.
And I get that, and I appreciate that. And he appreciates that, by the way, Scott. So yeah, keep that coming, and we'll pass that on because I think it's important that he knows that.
Two other quick things, then we'll get to calls here. One is some questions about whether or not Joe Biden has seen the light and is actually opening up more federal lands to drilling. One of the issues of why we have the mess we have with gas prices because of the policy of the Biden administration. Is there any there in what they announced on Friday?
Well, all he announced was that they're going to allow the, leases again on federal lands. But remember, leases are not the problem, or at least they're not the only problem. So it's a good, very small first step. But if they continue to drag out, for example, the applications for permits to drill, that's where the BLM gets an application or an APD, a permit to drill, and then they take days to turn into weeks, to turn into months, to approve the application. They've more than doubled now the timeline, the previous timeline under the Trump administration to finish those. In fact, they've now require the application to go all the way to Washington, D.C. It used to be done in Dickinson and Billings, for example, in North Dakota. Now they require it to go all the way to the Deputy Secretary of the Interior for the Deputy Secretary's personal sign-off. Well, that's all just to add time. The other thing to remember is of the leases that are currently available, 2,200 of them, Scott, are under litigation, where liberal, non-government organizations, radical leftist environmental groups sue the federal government, and then they get caught up in litigation, which is, sort of just like playing war with your friends to hold up the show. And then, of course, the ESG nonsense at the banks continues. The messages from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that now put out the climate rules, disclosure rules, which of course isn't even legal because they don't have that authority. Same with the other banking regulatory bodies. They're all trying to send the message: don't drill in the United States. So while it's a nice talking point, it's sort of like releasing some million barrels a day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It has an impact for about a minute, and then the reality sets in that, no, we're not going to be able to drill more in the United States, or at least not to the degree we need to. Plus, you've got other constraints, right? Pipelines that are being held up and other transportation systems. The entire value chain is being hampered, choked off by this administration. So, no, has he seen the light? No.
So this is the optics and very, very little actual real meaningful reform. I see API is saying notices will offer 80% less acreage than originally nominated, they're saying,
and will increase
royalty rates from 12.5% to 18.75%. So they're going to make it more expensive to drill on federal lands.
Right. So it's like you're dying of thirst, and so the president says, hey, I'll tell you what. Let me dump half of this, you know, this bottle of water out, and I'll give you the bottom half, but you have to pay twice the price. It's just, they clearly hate fossil energy, and they want other bad people to produce it rather than being produced right here in the United States of America. Scott, one of the things I like to remind people, and I just did Larry Kudlow's show on Saturday and pointed this out, because savvy market people, and North Dakotans are savvy market people. Remember before we lifted the oil export ban, and that was something that Paul Ryan insisted on with Barack Obama on one of the big spending bills in 2015. In fact, Paul Ryan said, we're not giving you the bill unless you're going to sign it with lifting the oil export ban. So that's how we got it done. A lot of us worked really hard on that. Because prior to that, we had this ban on exporting American oil. At that time, the difference between a barrel of oil in the United States and a barrel of oil globally was about $30 a barrel. When we got into the market, we brought that price differential down to about $3. I think today it might be $4 or $5. It generally floats around the $3 to $4 range. That's what producing American energy does. It brings the prices closer together, and because there's more supply in the marketplace. So all they're doing with all of this stuff by, you know, going to places like Iran and Saudi Arabia and Venezuela for more production is they raise the price, they dirty the oil, and they make the world less safe. Like I always like to say, other than that, it's a great idea.
Oh, my gosh. Texter wants to know, where is the IRS with whether or not North Dakota will receive an extension on federal tax deadline to April 25th due to the storm, and why haven't we heard more about this?
I'm not hearing anybody.
Did you not hear me? Senator?
Hello?
What happened here, Kev?
Hello? No idea. All good. Can you hear me, Kevin?
Wait, just hung up. What in the heck? Must have got a bad line or something.
Yeah, don't know.
Went a little goofy.
Or that's how he wanted to answer that particular question.
Can you hear us now?
Not on the record.
I can. Did I get too hot for you?
I don't know what the deal was there.
I don't know what happened there.
I think I got too hot for you.
We will not be able to get your answer to this question, but I get the question in here before the break, and we'll have the answer on the other side and also calls. Texter wants to know, where is the IRS with whether or not North Dakota will receive an extension on the federal tax deadline to April 25th due to the storm, and why haven't we heard more about it?
Yeah, so I have not heard back from the IRS yet, so I don't know what their answer is, but of course today's tax day, so timing matters.
It defies logic to me that they don't answer a question.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah, but Scott, throughout the pandemic, basically my office was the 800 number for the IRS.
Unbelievable. Hang on. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. These leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shanghai, China reported 3 COVID-19 deaths Monday, the first officially announced fatalities from a raging Omicron outbreak that locked the city of 26 million down. Since March 1st, more than 370,000 people in Shanghai have been infected. And by the official count, no one had died of COVID until Sunday. It should be noted all 3 were senior citizens. The newest tool for human traffickers to get their people into the United States is American Teenagers. The open border policy and social media's recruitment platform, Border Patrol Officer Rivera on One America News explains.
Predominantly Mexican juveniles as foot guides or as coyotes. Recently, about, you know, fiscal year 21 and on, we've seen an increase of our encounters when it comes to drivers, U.S. citizen teenage drivers.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Top of the hour, we continue with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. So a question before the break from a listener on the request for an extension on the federal tax deadline due to the storm. Your answer is?
So we haven't heard back from the IRS or from the administration. Today is the deadline, so I hope we hear something soon. As soon as we do, we'll let you know. I think because of the 15th being when it was, so today's the actual tax day. I don't know how big a deal it is to people, but we made the request as a delegation, as you know, but we've not heard back from the IRS.
Is it unusual for them not to respond? I saw that Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley have like all these questions in about Hunter's laptop, for instance, and just like no answers back. I mean, is that common? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's become common. It's become common with these guys. And the administrations of all stripes are oftentimes slow in responding to inquiries by Congress, as you might have noticed. And that's a little bit of the natural tension between the executive branch and the legislative branch. But generally, on something like this, clearly an IRS extension, given this, the storm that people were literally going through and now just digging out of, normally they'd be quicker to respond to something like that, but who knows, maybe they will yet today. But remembering too that it's not like they've been at work either, that it's Good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Easter Sunday, all those things, so maybe they get to it today. I don't know, we'll keep the pressure on though throughout the day to try to get an answer.
All right, Leah and Benedict for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Leah.
Yes, hi there. Good morning. Have you heard about the religious persecution that has occurred to Pastor Arthur Pawlowski up in Alberta, Canada, and his testimony on that?
I have not.
Okay. I think Senator Hawley is maybe a little bit involved, and of course they're extremely close neighbor, and we do have a little bit of clout with them as a trading partner. Because that pastor has a street ministry to feed the poor and preach the gospel in a church, and he has been imprisoned in solitary confinement for 50 days, then put in maximum security prison, then one for criminally insane. And in his testimony, he's talked about how the officials incited the worst criminals in those institutions to harm him. And he's currently under house arrest, and he has asked if our politicians can speak to Premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, to put some pressure on him to halt the persecution. Yeah. He said if there's anything that would help, that is what would help the very most.
So a couple of things. So it's Alberta. Which city is he in? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Is Edmonton
okay.
in Alberta?
I'll look it up.
The premier is Jason Kenney.
Yep, I know Jason. I do know Jason. I have a cell number, so maybe what I'll do, Scott, is in a little bit or a little after the show sometime, we'll get some information, make a call, and find out what all is going on. And
thank you so much.
No, thanks for calling and for bringing it to my attention. Scott, so it's interesting. She brings up this point in this call. As you know, a week ago when I was on the show with my friend Ennis Cantor Freedom, talking about his trip to North Dakota, he did arrive here last night. And so he's with me right now, not next to me. He's in another studio. Actually, I'm at Beck TV. He's doing a pre-recorded TV show that'll run a little bit later, and he's doing a basketball clinic this afternoon. But Ennis is all about exactly these kinds of things and taking a strong stance, a bold stand, against tyrants and oppressive governments. And what's interesting about Ennis's story, as you recall from last week's show, is he took a stand against his home country of Turkey, which got him and his family in a lot of trouble. They last year took a stand against China and its oppression and its treatment of religious minorities, particularly the Uyghurs. And of course, that lost him his contract with the NBA. And now he's a full-time human rights advocate. And he's in Bismarck, sort of kicking off his newest career as a professional advocate in the speaker, because he's a friend of mine. And so he's going to be here for the next couple of days in Bismarck and speaking tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium. And it's filling up nicely. So, and people in the Bismarck Mandan area or people looking for a drive out, come out and hear Ennis on this very topic and what's happening. And he has some strong, as you know, Scott, strong advice for Americans as it relates to this oppression that's taking place around the world and here in the situation of Canada. And we saw some of that, Scott, didn't we, with the truck convoys and Canada's very heavy hand. And this is why what we're going through right now with the pandemic and the mandates and the mask mandates and all of this stuff has got to be watched closely and cannot be taken lightly by free people.
Yes, I think we have to use our clout as Americans, because we do have a lot of clout in the world, and Canada has responded very strongly when Europe stood up against their president and started to boo him down, and they backed off.
What was the pastor's name again, ma'am?
Arthur. It's A-R-T.
Arthur, yeah, Pulowski.
You are Pulowski.
Yep, I was reading about him just now, yep.
Okay, great.
Solitary confinement. And this guy's solitary confinement for 23 hours a day, being involved with that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Because he was...
Tell me, what did he do? I guess I didn't... He says he's currently awaiting...
He continued to hold services and to do street ministry during the shutdown.
During the pandemic. Oh, wow.
Yeah, even
God
recently.
Forbid. Yeah. They have a heavy hand up there, that's for sure.
He wanted
okay.
to continue
well,
to
I'll
feed the poor...
That.
When he didn't want the poor on the street who they fed every week to go hungry, so he continued to feed the poor on the street.
Leah, thanks for the call, and Senator Kramer can let us know on Friday.
The article I'm reading, Kevin, has to do with the trucker protests and him saying, urging them to hold the line, and this is all about the truckers, and that's why he's in confinement, but maybe, FYI.
Yeah, that is a totalitarian response by a democratically elected government. I won't go a lot further on all of that, except that we do as Americans also have to watch out for the same kind of behaviors, watch out for how long they're going to try to keep this pandemic thing alive so that they can use it as a tool to control people. I don't think there's any question that they've been doing that and will continue to do that if they can. But we also have to take some heart with the fact that we have a even much different than Canada's system, in that we don't have prime ministers. We don't, we have three co-equal branches, bicameral legislature. We have more checks and balances that as clumsy as it looks sometimes, actually works fairly well. But we all have to be as bold in our convictions to speak out. And I take her admonition seriously as well. We have to use our clout in other places. Although right now, looking around the world, you know, the rest of the world seems to be handling things a little bit better than we are, other than China, who's obviously using the pandemic in very vicious ways, not surprisingly.
Archie and Reeder for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Archie.
Two questions for you, Senator. Question number one, what are your thoughts on mandatory drug testing in the workplace?
I think, personally, it depends on the workplace. Let me put it that way. It depends on the workplace. If you're dealing with very specific types of things that require clear minds and it's up to the employer if they want to make that. But here's what I think. I prefer if you have some sort of a random situation rather than everybody, you know, peeing in a cup every day or whatever the case might be. I think you have to be very careful about that. But again, private sector employers, you know, they have to respond to the marketplace too. So I tend not to want to put too many restrictions on private employers unless it becomes, you know, a monopoly and it becomes way too oppressive. But I think a balance is okay.
Would you sponsor a bill that the elected representatives and senators and administrative people in Washington, D.C. have to submit to drug testing?
I probably would not. No, probably would not. That's why I say it's up to private employers.
A story I read about a young North Carolina representative that allegedly was to some parties there in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., and some of the government people that were there were indulging in, I guess it was cocaine and other stuff. So
I think he's rescinded those comments, by the way. You're talking about, what's his name again? Young man.
What state?
Oh, yeah. Cawthorn.
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Representative Cawthorn, yeah. I think he basically said he saw something in a parking lot, so it's a little bit different. But
yeah, that one was, that whole
Madison
situation.
Cawthorn.
Yeah, Madison Cawthorn. Yeah, there's issues for sure. But even, let's just play it out for a minute, though, Scott, because even if he didn't recant it or if it actually did happen, one thing about it, it wouldn't be the first time. There have been situations over, even since I've been in Congress, where members have lost their position in the House. I think of one, I can't remember his name. For using cocaine, and if he ended up in a car accident or something, or he got busted somehow, and he ended up having to resign, of course, because he wouldn't have won the next election. And so you think back to, you know, other previous ones. These things do, you know, democracy does work pretty well. Self-governance works pretty well. And so the great thing about Congress is that we have an accountability system that goes back to voters, and that's the exceptionalism of our self-governance system.
Thank you, Archie. Appreciate the call. Texter says,
thanks, yeah.
Senator Kramer, what are you specifically doing to fix and rebuild the FBI and DOJ? They have zero credibility left. They lose evidence and can't seem to find their rear end with both hands if you give them one hand head start.
Well, just let me back up a little bit. The Department of Justice, in my mind, is at the root of pretty much all of the problems in the federal government. And that, but what I mean by that is they choose who gets sued and who doesn't. They choose who to fight, who not to fight. They choose on behalf of all of the other federal agencies what causes get taken up from a legal standpoint. Best example in the world, of course, well, there's several of them in North Dakota. But one of the best ones, of course, is the one we're going through right now, and that is the lawsuit of North Dakota suing the federal government for reparations or for restitution for the money that was spent on law enforcement to defend against an action at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests created by the federal government. The Trump administration defied us. The Biden administration defied us, and now we're going to be in court and in depositions as we speak. And that's all because of the Department of Justice. We're not listening to the Department of the Army, who said, I think we should settle this.
So when we come back, I guess, what do you do about it? How do you fix and rebuild that mess? More with Senator Kramer after this. Don't go away.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Pre-activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You know what would have gotten through that 22 inches of snow? A nice new 22 GMC Sierra 1500. They're out of them as far as in stock, but they're taking orders now. But there are over 75 used vehicles of various makes. Of course, plenty of brand new Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. And, of course, those Buicks and GMCs and most of those used vehicles have Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Shop, click, drive, and get yours now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I forgot to tell you about stuffed green peppers. They have those at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today.
Ooh.
Stuffed green peppers.
Stop it.
PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Mac and beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, too. In addition to scalloped potatoes in Valley City, they have meatloaf today. Never met a meatloaf I didn't like. Pulled pork at 12th and I-29. There's, let's see, the NP Avenue, downtown Fargo store. I told you, Swedish meatballs, chicken fettuccine in Glendon, chicken pot pie in Yulin, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get in my belly.
So, just to finish on the texture related to the FBI and the DOJ, you know, they're saying, what are you specifically doing to fix and rebuild the FBI and the DOJ? You know, I think everybody recognizes it. By the way, my favorite story is they had the Hunter Biden laptop in 2016. In 2016. We're sitting here in 2022, and we still don't know if the DOJ is doing anything about it. And it's, you know, it's filled with criminal activity. Sick, disgusting, vile criminal activity, not to mention stuff that implicates, you know, the President of the United States for being on the tape for some of these deals.
Yeah, and one of the problems with it, is, frankly, you're expressing pretty clearly, and that is when the FBI or any law enforcement agency has something like that, the world knows they have it, they know how long they've had it, and they don't do something with it, or they're not telling you what they're doing with it, it leaves you to conclude things that may not be true. But what else are you? What else can you do but conclude the worst when you see those vile pictures? And it's pretty clear to the average person, whether you're a law enforcement officer, an investigator, or you know, or not, that there's some pretty big problems there. And all you can do is draw the conclusion that it's political influence that has kept it from being investigated. And once an investigation does start, as we all know, and we've seen plenty of this recently, including some local issues, once things are under investigation, then, of course, the investigators are it's not possible for them to share information because, they don't want to share it until there's a conclusion, right? So I don't, again, Scott, what am I doing specifically? But here's my basic goal with the Department of Justice. I shouldn't say goal, but policy direction. I want to decentralize it. I think one of the biggest problems that the Department of Justice, that's created the Department of Justice problems, is decades ago when all legal issues, all legal representation of the entire federal government fell under the Department of Justice, were put specifically under the Department of Justice. You know, in North Dakota, we have an attorney general, head law enforcement officer in North Dakota and prosecutor. The difference being that all the state agencies, while they have assistant attorneys general, those assistant attorneys general work in the agencies. They represent the agencies. And while there's certainly a political connection to the attorney general, they're not directly beholden necessarily. It's complicated, but there's actual representation. In the Department of Justice, the Department of Justice takes all legal action away from every other federal agency. So whether it's the Department, USDA, or whether it's the Department of the Army, or maybe even one of the other regulatory agencies or one of the other law enforcement agencies, immigration, once DOJ takes it, it's theirs. It's no longer that agency's. And so you lose the expertise, you lose the background. You might use them or you might ignore them. And the DOJ, of course, is headed by a political appointee. I'm not bashing that. I think that's fine. But the political appointee needs to be beholden to justice. So that's what I'm looking at doing from a policy standpoint and a legislative standpoint. And we're talking to different people. I'm not on the relevant committee, of course. But and that is to decentralize it, get those agencies back in control of themselves rather than having it all concentrated in one giant agency with a way, way too much power.
Squeezing one more call, Eric and Fargo for Senator Kramer. Go, Eric.
Thank you, Senator Kramer, for all that you do. I have two questions.
Thank you.
One was for the Armed Forces Committee and then the other for the Veterans Committee.
Oh, thank you.
It's shocking, by the way, what's happened to that pastor up in Canada. And that's related to my first question. And that is, now that the CDC has come out and it's obvious that masks were ineffective, and they also came out on the vaccine, that although it may have helped, but it did not stop you from getting it or passing it on, the the COVID, that is. So many of our men and women that served the nation had religious reservations or medical reservations, but they were discharged. I see that the Navy has stopped discharging the people with religious reservations. What is going to happen? Will they be recalled? It's not like we have a ton of people knocking down the door to join the military.
And only a half minute for this answer.
Senator. So we have a shortage of pilots. We have a shortage of everything in the military. I'm on legislation to try to get them all back or stop the nonsense, provide more religious exemptions. Really, we should just lift the whole thing. And so I'm on a number of pieces of legislation to do exactly that. I'm not sure where all that is right now. Most of it is designed to get them to change their minds. So anyway, but Scott, thanks. And we'll look into it, maybe have more next time. In the meantime, I'm going to go to Petrol Surf for lunch on my way to Hot Springs to buy a spot. So.
What a guy. And you're going to be Ennis Freedom's chauffeur.
Yeah, so that's right. I'm going to drive Ennis Freedom around for a couple of days because we got an important message.
Eric, call us next week. We'll get Friday. We'll get the rest of your answer in there. Appreciate the call. Out of time, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
He's one of America's most controversial billionaires, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys for office. And once elected, these district attorneys oppose bail, they want early release for criminals, and in some cases won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities and our police are under fire. Now Rob Schmidt looks at the shocking situation on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m., and find out the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. You can find Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Let them know you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TVs, or start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. Switch today and watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.